It is Thursday, February 9th. Look it up. Look to see what that means. No, it's not my birthday. I know you just want to wish me a happy birthday. It's something even better, though, okay? It is National Pizza Day. And there's no one else to celebrate National Pizza Day with than one of the owners of a couple of the local Giannino's. Joining us right now is Heather Wiseman, owner of Plain Township and Carrollton Giannino's locations. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Jordan?
I am good. Thanks so much for coming on, but we're happy to have you here, okay? We're really happy about that spread that you brought us. You got us pepperoni pizza. Name everything that you brought in for the WHBC team.
Yeah, so I brought a pepperoni pizza, a deluxe pizza. I brought some boneless Buckeye wings, some bone-in Buckeye wings, and an antipasto salad for you guys, and some JoJo's.
Okay, I eat pizza all the time. I had two slices of pizza when I got home last night from reporting in East Palestine. I probably eat it too much, but I don't have access to it as easily as you do. So I've got to ask, are you, your husband, your kids, are you guys inundated with eating pizza 7 days a week?
I hate to say it, but yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, and we even eat other pizza places too. So it's fun. You go and you check out other places and see what they have to offer. Okay. But yeah, my kids will eat Gio bread every single day of the week.
Wow. So you guys are doing it right there at Giannino's because you got your kids hooked. So I'm really excited, especially about this Carrollton location that's opening up. You and I are both from Carrollton. Yep. You graduated
2010.
I wasn't going to give away your age, Heather, okay. But you did it. So you graduated in 2010 from Carrollton. But you've owned the Plain Township location for how long, you and your husband?
4 years. February 19th is our pizzaversary.
Wow, February 19th. So yep. Do you celebrate Valentine's? Yeah. I was going to say, do you celebrate that bigger than you do Valentine's Day?
Heck yeah.
All right.
We have cookies come into the shop that day for all of our customers, and we give away like free little fidget spinners and water bottles. And normally we do a pretty good deal on pizza that day too.
Wow. Wow, that is awesome. So let me ask you this. Not everyone is out here owning pizza shops, getting into the pizza industry, even though it may be my dream someday to be able to have as much pizza at my disposal as I want. How did you and your husband, Aaron, get into this?
So Aaron worked at the Louisville location from the time he was 15 years old. And so when I met him, this was just what he did. And so I kind of got married into the situation, which I can't regret. And it's been an awesome experience.
And now you're hooked.
Yeah, now we're hooked. Now there's no turning back.
So you've owned the Giannino's in Plain Township for 4 years.
4 years.
It'll be 4 years. Now, within the next, hopefully, 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, hopefully is safe to say.
Fingers crossed.
You will be opening up another location in Carrollton. If you're from the Carrollton area, it's right where Family Video, Movie Gallery, where that area is. How did that come about? We're not talking about you guys going and buying an existing Giannino's. You guys are installing a Giannino's.
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, the opportunity just came to us, and corporate knew that I was a alumni from there, and they just offered us the location, and we were like, sure, why not? And so we just went for it.
What's it mean to be able to go back to your hometown and provide a Giannino's, provide a family-owned business, which Carrollton, they are a family-oriented town. You know that, and I know that. So what's it mean to be able to go home and do this?
I'm super excited. Going home means a lot. You know, those are where my roots are from. And it's what I learned everything along the way. And being able to give back to the community. We've already donated a lot of money to the schools and donated for the bandit that carries all the equipment mm-hmm. for the band and stuff. You know, and so we're excited to give back to the community. The community does so much for people, and that's what Carrollton's about.
Yeah, and Carrollton is a family-oriented community. I talk about that a lot on our show. You seem to take pride in the Giannino's pizza. And one thing that I love about Giannino's myself is I could go to anyone. I know Pat Stanley from the Minerva one. Mm-hmm. I could go to Louisville, Alliance, Plain Township, Carrollton, and I know that it's going to be the same across the board, right? You know, it's not like one place is making it, you know, super bad. You guys are established in your locations, and you guys are all serving those locations the same way.
That's the glory of owning a franchise, is corporate does all the hard work, and we're just there to smile and greet the community and give them the best tasting pizza around.
Well, that's good. Let's talk a little bit about these Buckeye wings.
Okay.
Because I never had them until about 20 minutes ago, and they changed my life for the better. They were so good. I had three before I came on air, so I think some are still stuck in my throat here. I had three of those Buckeye wings. Those are great. What's the secret sauce that's in those things? Because they're top tier.
I mean, it is definitely just something that came along a while ago back at the Louisville location that started. And ever since then, it just grown into all the locations. So all the locations have it now.
And you guys are on store shelves. Is that what I got with the sauces? Or are there some stores that are carrying sauces?
Some stores are carrying the Italian dressings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Giannino's Italian dressing. That is great. So I want to talk about how you are a very family-oriented wife. Mother Aaron is incorporated in that too, as a loving father and husband, and your children are your world, right?
Yep.
You know, we are talking 3, 4, and 8 years old.
Yep.
And you're doing an advertisement with me right now on my social media, my website, and your family is incorporated in the advertisement. Why Absolutely. Do you think it's so important to show that you guys are all in this together?
Well, I feel like more nowadays than ever, it is so important to show that it is a family-owned business, because support local, you see it everywhere. And support local, I mean, hey, we're local, and I will walk into my Plain Township store on a Friday and Saturday night, and 9 out of 10 customers will ask me, how are your kids? Do you have any recent pictures? Mm. And I love that. Like, I love that our customers know that about us. They'll see them bebopping through the store with me some days. So it's been a real pleasure and an awesome effect to see how the community loves our kids. And I feel like if you own a business, that's the way to go.
My question for you, I know they're only 3, 4, and 8 years old right now. Do they have desires to work in the pizza shop? Because I feel like that's part of every great teenage experience, is working in your local pizza shop.
Yeah, they do right now. they ask for our t-shirts that we wear. So we get them shirts made every year. Like my daughter, she wore her Giannino shirt to school today because it's pizza day.
Hey, your walking billboard is what we call
it. Yeah.
That.
So, and the boys, they love going in and helping. They fight with Aaron to go into work on the weekends with them in the morning. And so, I mean, the hope is one day that they'll take on the family business and, you know, work right alongside mom and dad. But if they don't, that's fine too. We'll support them in whatever they choose to do.
You guys have owned Giannino's franchises now for 4 years. It'll be 4 years next week. So let me ask you, what was life like before pizza was your everything?
Aaron worked two jobs. He worked for a vending company and then worked Giannino's and worked even other pizza places. I worked at Kansas City Schools. And then after that, I had Addie. I worked at Altman Hospital for a little bit. And then I decided that family was more important and we became a stay-at-home mom. And so then I decided, okay, what are we going to do? Because one income isn't going to float, you know, a family that, you know, 3 and 4 and even now 5. So that's when we started looking into buying a business. And Aaron was like, what about a Giannino's?
Wow.
And so, yeah, that's how it all started.
The entrepreneurial spirit is something that you've got to dedicate to.
Absolutely.
And you guys have had success, right, with the Plain Township location. And now, obviously, you're building one from the ground up in Carrollton. What kind of dedication, though, you know, is it taking? Because people sometimes will look at an owner and think 5 days a week, you know, they might be here 9 to 4. But you just said that your husband, Aaron, that he's going in on the weekends and the kids are trying to go with him.
Yeah. So one of us is at the store every day. Rather, it's in the morning or at night. We both work on the weekends. My phone is hooked to my hip 24/7 because any manager can call me at any given minute, him. And so our phones never turn off, you know, so it's a lot of dedication. But it's also something that I don't think I would ever turn away from. So dedication is definitely something that we pride in and making sure that our customers are happy. But we also, that's why we're so family oriented too, because then we get to see our kids on top of it.
And there's people who could just say they are a family oriented business, but actually also treating your employees like they are family, I think is a very big thing.
Yeah.
My family owned family businesses growing up. And I remember that there were some employees there that were like an aunt and an uncle to me. Mm-hmm. And I feel as though, and correct me if I'm wrong, you guys kind of have that same vibe with some of your longer working employees at the Plain Township Gianino's.
Yeah. Every year, it'll be the same with Carrollton too. Every year we invite all of our employees once or twice to our house. We do a pool party. We have food catered in, or we do just kind of everybody brings their own food and they party with us. They bring their kids, they bring their husbands, you know, and we all have fun and swim and jump on the trampolines and everything else. We just did our Christmas party at a basketball facility, and everybody came and we catered that. And we like to have fun with them. They call us mom and dad, and we literally would do anything for them.
Wow. And then that's great to hear, though, that we have one of our local businesses here. National Pizza Day is today. So if you're just tuning in, I have Heather Wiseman, owner of the Plain Township Gianino's and the Carrollton location, on our show right now to celebrate National Pizza Day. My question to you, Heather, what does National Pizza Day mean to you? Can you think about that? Does that mean that, okay, let's try to give some deals, or you know what? I got to make sure that I eat more pizza than usual today. Because that... I'm excused today. I could leave here. I could go down the street, get a pizza. I could get Gianino's for dinner tonight. I just might do that.
You should. We always offer our specials through the week, our family feast through the week. We have our Pizzaversary coming up this week and Super Bowl. So, you know, always think of local pizza shops to support through the week. You can always think of us. We try and get everybody in and out there as quick as we can. But I'm pretty sure we'll probably be eating pizza tonight as a family, and probably Gianino's if my kids have a say.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you won't have to twist their arm. Before we go, let people know, how can they get in touch with the Plain Township location? Call, order. Can they order online? Can they call, pick up the phone, and order some pizza today for National Pizza Day?
Absolutely. So our phone number for Plain Township is 330-492-2222. And you can also order online. And we even have an app that has a whole bunch of deals on it.
All right. Wonderful. Heather Wiseman with Gianino's in Plain Township and Carrollton. Thanks so much, and good luck with the Carrollton location.
Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate it.